This morning I would like to speak of a division of welfare services which is rarely mentioned in this welfare services meeting. And yet through its organization and activities it draws all who participate, the giver and the receiver, so very close to the Savior. We might appropriately call it a haven of love, a very special haven for some very special people, where perhaps for the first time an individual begins to feel worth something after all, where the environment is such as to help one regain self-respect, where lack of training, skills, or aptitude are not considered handicaps, where a person is treated with tender, loving care regardless of mental or physical limitations, where by making a contribution, no matter how modest, a person gains the feeling of being needed, worthwhile, and important, where each workday begins with a morning devotional. This haven for special people is Deseret Industries. Deseret Industries epitomizes the spirit of the Savior's teachings and is one of the most exciting aspects of welfare services. What makes it so exciting is the influence it has in the lives of people who serve there. Let me introduce you to some of these wonderful people.
Once an engineer in the aerospace industry, Eldon Dixon was the victim of an accident that left him with slow movement and poor coordination. After getting out of the hospital, he found help waiting to assist in adjusting to his handicap. Roland Lance has cerebral palsy. Roland moved around on his hands and knees until he was 13 years old. Then he decided he just had to learn to walk. His next obstacle was to find something somewhere to do with his life. Dora Gilgan lost her sight many years ago. She made up her mind that life would not be empty and meaningless. Counting every stitch, she developed her skill at crocheting. She now finds great satisfaction in knowing she's able to make her own way. Sadie Avery is in her 70s. Although she is elderly, she isn't ready to accept charity. But where does a woman her age find employment?
I'm working at Deseret Industries. That way, I'm self-supporting and don't have to depend on the children. I'd like to be independent. I'm going to work till I'm 90, and then I'll retire and take life easy after that.
These people, Eldon, Dora, Sadie, and Ron, are people with handicaps whose misfortune could be tragic if it weren't for the work opportunities provided by the Deseret Industries, a function of welfare services of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Most people think of Deseret Industries as a salvaging and reclaiming service, a place to get a good buy on almost any household item, clothing, furniture, appliances, toys, you name it. But that's far from being its primary purpose. The first objective of Deseret Industries is to fulfill the need of people to progress and develop, to help people with their problems, to help the handicapped or disabled members of the church to realize their potential and their worth.
The great blessing we have in our home is the oldest of our three boys. He is 31 years of age and was injured at birth. As a result of brain damage, his muscular coordination and powers of speech have been severely impaired. Mentally, he's just as normal as anyone. He has one of the greatest personalities I've ever seen. Everything is okay with Mike. He's a grand sport, so grateful for everything you do for him, never complains. He has a great sense of right and wrong and is always on the side of the good guys. He had more to do with my joining the church than anything else. I learned a lot about praying by praying for him. About the time our regional Deseret Industries store was to be completed, the bishop made the suggestion that perhaps Mike could find a job there. Neither my wife nor I could bear to think of taking him any place and leaving him alone like that. But after talking to the bishop and the stake president, we decided to give it a try. It has turned out to be one of the greatest things that has ever happened in our lives or Mike's. At first, they had him dyeing shoes, with the result that he got more dye on himself than the shoes. So they put him to washing dishes. He must have broken too many, so they changed him to sorting rags. Presently, he is cutting off buttons, which he is paid 80 cents an hour. Can you imagine what 80 cents worth of buttons would be? I doubt that a normal person could cut off 80 cents worth of buttons an hour. But the main interest at Deseret Industries is making people feel useful and happy. If you want to give yourself a spiritual treat, just visit Deseret Industries and associate with those who work there and see how much love and concern they have for each other and how happy they are in their work, end quote. An awakening to a sense of personal worth stands at the heart of everything Deseret Industries does. It is exhibited in the theme song adopted by the Mesa Deseret Industries at the dismissal of the morning devotional, All the Workers Sing, Let Me Call You Sweetheart. As they walk arm in arm to their work stations, you witness a feeling of profound love. Brother Jim Clegg, manager of the Murray Deseret Industries, attended a sacrament meeting in his son's ward where the program was provided by some retarded youth. The final number was a solo to be sung by a sweet mongoloid sister. Brother Clegg knew this young woman could sing because she participated in the Murray Deseret Industries choir. But little did he know that one of the 70-year-old brethren at the Deseret Industries had been working closely with her because he recognized some natural vocal ability. As she stood up to perform her number, she noticed Brother Clegg in the audience and cried out, "That's my Deseret Industries manager there in the back." She proceeded to tell the congregation that Deseret Industries was the most wonderful place in the whole world. As she sang, "I am a child of God," no one in the audience doubted that indeed Deseret Industries is the most wonderful place in the world. In May 1938, the Deseret Industries was established. Its charter was outlined by the First Presidency to permit those who have to share with those who have not by giving of their surplus property, such as clothing, furniture, appliances, and so forth, to Deseret Industries, where the work of renovation would employ the unemployed and to make available those same articles of good quality at affordable cost. Although it would appear that employment is the prime purpose of Deseret Industries, it is only a means to an end. The end being to bless the lives of these people through work. Not only does it bless those who work, but also those who give. Deseret Industries could not function were it not for the generosity of those who give goods and materials which the workers mend and repair. Of course, the next step is obvious. This restored merchandise must be sold to complete the cycle. You may be interested in what has happened in Deseret Industries from its beginning 40 years ago. As of March the 1st, there were 1,700 handicapped employees in 22 Deseret Industries stores and satellites. Approximately 60% of gross receipts goes directly into handicapped salaries. Presently, we have units in Utah, Idaho, Arizona, California, and soon to be open stores in Oregon, Colorado, and Nevada. My purpose in speaking of Deseret Industries today is twofold. First, to suggest that those of you who have access to Deseret Industries, or will have in the near future, encourage the members of your wards and stakes to become enthusiastically involved in the program by giving to and then patronizing Deseret Industries. And second, to encourage you leaders who do not have Deseret Industries to analyze the circumstances of your wards and stakes to determine whether or not the time is right to organize the Deseret Industries in your area. If you think it is, make contact through proper priesthood channels with the Welfare Services Department here at headquarters. We recognize there will be many areas of the church where limited membership would make it impractical to introduce the program at the present time. It is not, however, inappropriate to use all of the ingenuity in blessing the people with the principles we have discussed, even before it is possible to have the full program. May I close with just one other experience? Let me tell you of one elderly brother who sat in a nursing home just looking at the floor day after day, week after week. Someone who loved him and knew about Deseret Industries arranged for him to come to work. He began by the supervisor placing a wide push broom in his hands, taking him to the end of a corridor and having him push the broom down the hall to the other end, then turning him around and having him push it back again. This he did time after time. In the process of doing, he started to get a small glimmer of interest in something, in anything, and his eyes raised from the floor. He saw the walls and he saw the windows. As this process continued, the development of a feeling that everyone needs was nurtured. It wasn't long until other assignments were given to him, which he did very well. In time, his faith in himself and his feeling of worth had been restored. He became a supervisor of others. May the Lord bless these wonderful special people, and may we be blessed as their leaders, that we, through the work of the Welfare Services Program, may bless their lives, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.